It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Show. Den, the show that is better than a bingo game for your soul. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Good evening. How's everybody doing?
Fantastic. And Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
On the show in School of Fools is telling people who attend a rally to burn in hell worthy of expulsion. That is Pip's blog. A government worker may lose his job after a video of him enjoying himself is sent to his coworkers, and scamming scammers with Elon Musk. But kids, this was a weekend of culture for me. It was my birthday, and after we got that out of the way, it was time to go to the theater. So I went to the theater to see The Great Gatsby, the musical. I was unaware that there was a musical version of this. I remember reading the book, The Great Gatsby, in high school, and it was a little dense for me. There was a lot of symbolism and subtlety. I am here to tell you that the musical has none of those things. But it was good. It was entertaining. But that is not why I'm here to bring this up, to bring this to the public opinion. So on the intermission, you know, I'm a man of advanced age. I advanced another age this past weekend. So the plumbing has sprung leaks. So I go to the men's room. I know it's the men's room because it says men and it has a picture of a man. This is how I know it's a men's room. This has always worked for me in the past. Well, this bathroom now has two urinals and two stalls. The ladies' room has a much longer line, and it has the sign that says women. On the outside of all the sign of the bathrooms is a sign that says, and I quote, "Gender diversity is welcome at the Paper Mill Playhouse. Please use the restroom that best aligns with your personal gender identity or expression." I've never seen this sign before of the outside of a bathroom door. I understand what gender identity is. I feel like I'm pretty liberal and tolerant when it comes to this type of stuff. I have no idea what gender expression means. No idea what that I don't know. Okay. But I feel like they're like, well, the sign looks like uneven. Let's add a couple more words. Maybe that was what it was.
Funny.
I don't know. So I get on the line, and there are four women standing on line for the men's room. Now, Some are actually inside waiting for the stall by the urinals where men are peeing. These are women that were born as women. They have dresses and makeup and handbags. They clearly identify as women. However, they do not want to wait longer in the ladies' room but they don't want to wait in line. And downstairs, there's even a bigger ladies' room, but apparently these are upstairs peeing type of women. They don't want to bother walking down the stairs.
With the riffraff.
Yeah, with the riffraff. So me and a bunch of the other men are hanging back. Because, like, we don't want to go in there while they're in there. Why are you giving me that look, Pip?
What? I'm just wondering why that matters.
Why it matters, why there's a bunch of women hanging out in a men's room where men take their business out to pee? Why that matters?
One of the most, I had to use the men's room at a Target 2 weeks ago, and it's like this 14-year-old girl in there. I had to walk out. I felt like a creep. It's just a very odd thing. A lot of times women do that at concerts. They'll go into the men's room. But it just feels, it's a very extremely awkward situation.
I agree because you're really out and exposed when it's urinals.
Yeah.
There's not anything like that in the ladies' room where it's like, oh, just drop trow in front of the whole room.
Yeah, so why did you give me a look like this is a problem?
No, I don't remember thinking that it was.
Okay. So me and an older gentleman are talking and we're like, this has nothing to do with politics. This is that we feel like this. Like I've been tolerant with these schools, or like, well, they identify as this, that, the other. You know, try to work it out. This is not that. This is not that at all. And there's an older woman who works there, and she can't do anything because of the sign. You know, it's like, well, the sign's the sign.
Right.
So some woman in her 30s, and we weren't talking to her. We're not talking to her. And she's not waiting in line. She starts chastising us. She's like, well, you can go into the ladies' room. Can I? Can I really, though? I mean, I guess, first of all, nobody's talking to her. And you guys know the rule. If you're going to be self-righteous, you better be hot. She was not.
What? Oh, stop it.
Yes, that's the rule. That's the rule. If you're going to have a bad personality, you better not be ugly. Them's the rules. I've spoken on this for years. You can have a crappy personality and be hot. You can have a great personality and be ugly. You can't have a crappy personality and be ugly. I'm sorry. There's a need to eliminate you. You are serving no function.
No. You can be both. And if you don't want to sleep with us, fine.
No, I'm talking about so ugly nobody wants to sleep with you. Like even the toys, like, send me back to the factory. This is too much. Okay, let me go on. Nobody's talking to her. Second of all, I'm sure it would like make the women and the men who love these women very uncomfortable if a bunch of guys decided they wanted to use the ladies' room because it has more stalls. Third, this is clearly not what the sign was intended for. This is an abuse of a situation that as a society is struggling to grapple with.
Did you tell the woman this isn't somebody that's transgender in there? It's just women that don't want to wait on the line?
We kind of gave her a dirty look like nobody's talking to you. Mind your own business.
That's good enough.
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of men going into the ladies' room sounds good in theory until we start farting up a storm in there, and then there's going to be complaints. And I,
disgusting things go on in a men's room.
I guarantee you, the man who is holding the woman he loves purse outside the bathroom does not want to see a bunch of us storming into the bathroom because we want to use a stall. They don't want to see that. I need to drop a deuce. Well, the men's room is occupied. I'm going to go in here. It's ridiculous. And I'll tell you another thing. What are you making faces for, Pip?
Because it's like, what difference is it to the men that are outside waiting for them to go in the bathroom? The person who's in the bathroom is the only person that has any say about it.
No, because if you're a man, you don't want a man walking into the ladies' room if your woman's in there.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable going in there.
I don't. Maybe you've never loved somebody, but I, for the rest of us who have, you know, if my wife is in the bathroom, I don't want some dude walking in there. You know, this is
going to pee next to you in there's a wall between you and your penis.
Inappropriate.
Because here's where it's appropriate. If the bathroom says unisex bathrooms, fine. It's unisex. We've all decided that's fine. That's the rules of the place. If there's a sign that says women's room and a sign that says men's room, let's all stick to where we're supposed to be. Again, unless you are a person that truly is identifying, we can figure that out as a society. This is just like, I'm too good to stand online with the rest of the women. They're hurting the cause of the people that are struggling with this issue.
Well, this has been an issue for women in general for a really long time. It's like, you know, we take longer, make more women's bathrooms.
There are more downstairs. Downstairs. Mm-hmm. Downstairs. They just didn't want to wait online because they're lazy. But like,
it's full down there.
Let me ask you this. Would you want Mr. Helix in the bathroom taking care of his business with his manhood out and some woman waiting online behind him so she can use the stall? Or would that aggravate you?
If he's okay with it, I don't care who sees his dick.
Again, thank you. Once again, you have to go back. Thank you, Pip. Language.
As in Richard.
Such an idiot.
His friend Richard.
Such an idiot. a lot of people do care. A lot of people, you know what? So Mr. Helix can just go parading around with his dingling out? You don't care?
No, not really.
Okay, well, again, you're in a loveless marriage. What do you want me to tell you?
It's his dingling. He can do with
it's
what he wants.
It's a very awkward thing. It's, you know, especially at concerts, like I said, when I had to use the restroom at Target, and there's some 14-year-old girl in there. I don't know why. Maybe, and I walked right out. I don't want to be in there.
That's awkward.
A woman in there, it's just, it's very awkward.
So you would, so Joe, you would have waited outside with me.
Yeah, I would have. Yeah.
One guy actually did storm in. I hope he got a good look. All right.
Yeah.
this is a problem. All right. When we come back, School of Fools.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. Israel and Palestine has been in the news, so who are we to back away from it? But we'll tell you some of the stories that aren't getting as much press, perhaps. We'll do a little School of Fools here, because the schools are a hotbed of problems.
Ring around the rosy, bucket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fools.
Top brass at Union College is facing outrage from students, faculty, and alumni after an undergraduate said attendees of a recent pro-Israel benefit of the New York Liberal Arts School's campus should burn in hell. Aya Osman, a junior at Union College, got into an altercation over the, quote, atrocious comment after being confronted by Stephen Burke, a professor of Holocaust and Jewish studies at the college. He questioned the student about the social media post. In an Instagram story, Osman said that everyone who attends a bingo night on campus to benefit Israeli victims of terrorism gets a free guaranteed spot in hell. And you know, as a Jew, I must say, we do love free stuff. Anyway,
right.
a clip of the heated exchange between Burke and Osman was posted to X by nonprofit watchdog Stop Antisemitism. In it, Osman can be heard saying, "Professor, you called me a disgrace, but I think it's very important to note how irresponsible it was of you to completely misrepresent what I said." To which he said, "I never said that all Jewish people should go to hell." Burke replied, "I said that you said what the people who attended the rally should burn in hell. Do you stand by that?" Osman said, "I do." So nothing's misrepresented, stupid. He actually represented what you said quite quite correctly. So how did you get into a university? Because I must feel that you did very poorly on your SATs. Anyway, Burke told the Post that he believes Osman's really talking about all supporters of Israel. He added that Osman's inflammatory comments have made Jewish students more nervous on campus for the first time in the 56 years he's taught at the school. "There's no rebuke of this Osman statement whatsoever. What should be done is a public repudiation of what this young woman said, and we have yet to get that." Attempts to reach Osman. So she didn't want to comment. That's what it said. But Union College David Harris has yet to comment on the remarks or any displays of anti-Semitism on campus. He wants to see how this plays out, including the pro-Palestine event that Emeritus Professor Tom Loeb hosted on Wednesday called the Humanitarian Crisis in Palestine. "Hate, whether it be anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or hatred toward any group or of people, has no place at Union. And the college works every day to combat hate through education and constructive dialogue," a spokesman for the college said. "The college has robust, well-established processes for investigating claims of bias and responds to every allegation thoroughly. Neither the existence of such investigations nor the results are shared by the college." So, yeah, as you would imagine, a lot of alumni are upset and they're not going to donate anymore. And what's going around is there's a campaign. What do they call it? What do they call that thing? A petition. That's what they call it. Where they want to get her expelled from the school based on these statements. And, you know, on her website, she does push Palestinian stuff, including shirts that have the hang gliders that Hamas used to enter Israel. She's selling stuff with that. So it's not just she's supporting Palestine. She's supporting what happened on October 7th. And I always say, How can you get invaded by hang gliders? But that's a different topic for a different day. I mean, I don't think a man who's a kite should be able to invade you. Where was the IDF? But that's a different topic. Pip.
Yeah, right. Where's you know, where's Mossad? Where's all those, you know? And yeah, they got caught. It was their 9/11. They got caught, you know.
I have to feel that October 7th never would have happened if the wind was only blowing out to sea that day. But anyway, Pip, this was your blog. So what say you?
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, there's a couple different parts to this. And one of the parts is that, you know, of course, she is, you know, using her freedom of speech to say what she wants, what she thinks. Now, is it necessarily free speech to say that people at a particular rally should burn in hell? Her saying it is not going to make it happen. So she's allowed to have an opinion. However, we've been seeing incredible rises in anti-Semitism in this country and all around the world. And so having somebody being so open and brazen and unapologetic about, you know, talking about people defending, you know, the Jewish state, it's real. I don't know if it's exactly hate speech, but it's awfully close. That's not a good look for a college that, you know, even though I'm sure they want to defend freedom of speech, they don't want to be behind backing somebody attending their school and mouthing off using hate speech. So even though we have freedom of speech, that doesn't mean we're without, what do I want? Things. What's the word I want? You have a.
Okay.
There are
listen,
consequences.
Here's the thing.
It doesn't mean it's without consequences. So if they want to throw her out of their school.
Well, they don't.
They're cool.
They don't. People are petitioning for them to throw her out of school. If they want to throw her out of school, they would have thrown her out of school. I don't think she should be thrown out of school for this. I don't think this is hate speech. Now, if she would have said, you know, if she would have said anybody who attended that bingo game, really, that's how we're supporting Israel. Okay. If we're going, anybody who attended that bingo game, I'm going to send them straight to hell. To me, that's a threat. That gets you expelled. As you said, she doesn't really have the power to send them to hell.
No.
Yeah, you know what though, on the college campuses, it's really interesting to see the liberal left try to eat the liberal left. And it just seems that when somebody of a differing opinion speaks out, that may be on the slant of conservative or Republican, oh, well, we've got to silence them. We can silence them. But when somebody on the liberal left speaks out and the liberal left calls them on it, well, you know, we got to understand. We got to, you know, there's a little bit of hypocrisy on that.
I do think it's a problem that the school has stayed so silent. There's the issue. That's why you're seeing all these problems, because the deans of the school, the presidents of the school, they're not saying anything. That's the problem. She can say whatever she wants as long as she's not threatening. As long, you know, I don't think what she said was even hate speech. You know, it's whatever. You know, how many times have you said to somebody, go to hell? Is that really hate speech, or did you just get cut off in traffic? I mean, really?
Or are you a member of this show?
Right. I think there are much more egregious cases of pro-Palestinian supporters who have done things that are certainly worthy of expulsion. I don't think this rises to that level.
But no, it's not a good look.
Yeah, but
it is amazing to see how much anti-Semitism is on college campuses.
Well, I know, Joe. I know traditionally you prefer your anti-Semitism marching on the streets in Virginia. I know that's your preferred place, but
it's not my preferred place. But it's the usual suspects. College campuses you would never suspect.
Listen, these are bad, stupid people, but unfortunately they're bullying others. I don't think this is bullying. I think this is just a woman with an opinion. That's what I think this is. I think the left or whoever, it's not the left, whoever wants her, I think the pro-Israeli people should find a different target. That's what I think.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of things, targets. A man seemed to be a target of revenge porn, and he was the star of his own movie. We'll talk about that when we come back.
This is Davin's Den.
This is Davin's Den.
We are here, you are there, and we're somewhere in between. Anyway, Kansas City manager has been suspended and is expected to be fired after staffers were sent an email showing him masturbating on a couch. The disturbing video of the Shawnee City Council's $190,000 a year manager, Doug Gerber, was emailed to several employees from an anonymous account with the subject line, "Most important." Is it? Is it the most important?
Okay. Oh, yo, look at this. Oh, my God. This isn't important. It's disgusting.
It said most important. I've seen more important. Anyway. Yeah. It wasn't quite as important as I would have hoped. Anyway, it appears to have been filmed by Gerber, who also seemed to be alone during the sex act, according to the Kansas City Star, which reviewed the tape after obtaining email records through a public information request. Really? Out of all the public, we need to see the dong. Come on, give me the video of the dong. We're the press, gosh darn it. Anyway.
But is it better or worse that he was alone?
I don't know. Exactly who sent the clip and how they got it were not immediately clear, unlike the offending act, which was. This is just a disturbed individual trying to cause issues with the city, a city IT employee wrote to staff members in the Kansas City suburb. However, the anonymous sender told the Kansas City Star in email exchange that they wanted to expose Gerber's online behavior, suggesting the masturbation clip was to entice someone seemingly without proof. Yeah, look into my eye, Anyway.
Yeah, look into my eyes.
Sorry, it's a little cloudy.
But you might need to close them quick.
I have a most important message coming up. We don't hesitate to expose people involved in these dubious and un-Catholic practices. Now, if it was a Catholic practice, the man would be in a collar and there'd be a child in the room. But I digress. Gerber had been in... What, no? All right, sorry. Gerber had been investigated over rumors of previous impropriety before he was hired in March, Council President Eric Jenkins confirmed to the Star. The consultant leading the job search, however, found...
I thought the name was Eric Jerkins. I'm like, okay.
No.
Oh, my.
No. Jenkins, with an N. Anyway, so they use this outsourced company to find somebody to hire. This company looked into Gerber's background. There was nothing there. But Shawnee Mayor Michelle Disler said she was not incredibly surprised at the scandal because of unspecified concerns over Gerber's behavior at his previous job in Topeka. Not Topeka!
Not Topeka! You're bringing in masturbators from Topeka? What's wrong with you?
Listen, Topeka's have the best masturbators in the county, okay? Anyway.
No, they have the best peeping toms. Think about it.
Topeka. Gotcha. Huddle.
She goes, what I do know is that during the city manager hiring process, the governing body had been made aware of previous issues and accusations against Mr. Gerber. The additional concerns I raised during those discussions were dismissed, and the council proceeded to choose Mr. Gerber, stating he was mostly aligned with their values. Well, these are my values, too. Sometimes you just have to sit on the couch and take a load off. Anyway, yeah. The local paper noted that Gerber could be a victim under a state law forbidding such sexual material from being shared without permission. So Gerber's the victim. However, the city council held an emergency meeting late Wednesday and unanimously voted to put Gerber on an administrative leave so he could spend more time thinking about what he did, which is what got him into this mess. The email was received, so they kept it secret for a while. It looks like this guy is going to get fired. Gerber doesn't want to talk about it. This is so wrong. This guy should not get fired. There's no evidence that he did anything wrong. He did not send it to the other people. They're going to punish the victim here.
Yeah. Because he didn't send it around. And it's like, who was the person that decided to, you know, put this out there into the public? Or how did they get it so that it could be asked for, you know, when you're asking for public documents, if, you know, if it's on somebody's phone and they use that for government business, you can get those files, which people don't really
It would seem to me that hacking someone's email and then sending it to their coworkers to embarrass them in hopes that they lose their job would most definitely be an un-Catholic thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, I like Gerber's expected to be fired, said Jenkins, who told KCTV he doesn't see how this man could move forward being the leader of our staff. Well, apparently he was the leader of his staff, so I don't know if he could stay.
You know, but it does raise a good point, because now everybody knows what you like to do in your free time. And it's not pickleball, per se.
But why would you even make a video like that in the first place, you know?
Well, you know, you want to work on technique.
Yeah.
Might be an art film. I don't know. I don't know, Joe. I don't know if it was an instructional video, if it was an art film, if it was a romance. I don't know. It might have been a rom-com. I said com. Rom-com.
Right. Rom-com. Rom-com.
No, I get your point. People, listen. People film. Why would anybody take a picture of their privates and send it to somebody? But they do. They do. I mean, if he's not, it seems like this guy's got hacked, and somebody's. It seems like the mayor honestly has it out for this guy. So you know, maybe the mayor needs to be investigated.
Could you know, because somebody had to find that. You know.
Yeah, and like, then they had to. I mean, isn't it just like if you're sending? Well, I guess if that's minors, you know, you're sending what's considered pornography through electronic means. Isn't that against the law to do that?
Well, yeah, that's child porn. This is not that.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he might have been hung like a toddler. I didn't look at the video, dear. But
I didn't either.
I don't understand how they can ruin this man's life when he's the victim. Like, if this was a woman. I feel like the standards would be different. Like if somebody hacked a woman's computer where she was pleasing herself and sent it to her coworkers, the outrage would be, how could somebody do this to her?
Right. Right. No,
yeah.
It's like
yeah. That would be the point. Yeah, it would. I just feel that I don't know if you, even though it's wrong, I think this guy is a stain on his job.
Oh, is that what you think, Joe? You think it's a stain on his resume, do you?
Yeah.
I get you.
Know, I mean, it's really too bad because I don't know what kind of person this is or what kind of...
Well, stop. We know a little bit about what type of person this is. He obviously likes his free time to be spent alone. We know this about him.
Right. Yeah, but you know what? I mean, really, you look at the percentage of people that masturbate, it's like, yeah, this guy got exposed, but it's like, oh, so we're going to call everybody out. Look, I'm not about kink shaming. I think that that's pathetic. You know, everybody does what they want to do behind closed doors, and he certainly was with a consenting adult himself. Why is it anybody's business?
Well, I mean, this guy's, it looks like...
If it's something that he's posted on sites, you know, you can't have your city manager.
You most certainly can. We have a woman running for office in Virginia. We covered the story. She was doing she was on the Chatterbait website with her husband, and people were tipping her for her to do acts, you know, sexual acts. You most certainly can. It's your business. All bets are off. We got to stop holding people to high standards because we don't anymore. Like, maybe you don't want to shake hands with the guy, but it doesn't mean he can't do his job.
I don't know. I think we should start holding people to high standards again because basically it's been falling to a level that's really unacceptable in society.
Well, you know what? Maybe he was holding himself to a high standard.
He was lucky,
yeah.
But like to the point though, really, how do you go back to the office after that? Unless you're really well endowed. If you're really well endowed, you can strut back into the office.
And you know what? If that was the guy, okay, my first day back, I want them to play bad to the bone when you walk in.
See, I was thinking Divinyl's I Touch Myself.
There you go.
There you go. Both good choices.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing.
Bad to the bone.
I'll tell you one thing. We are no longer shaking hands at this office. We are strictly fist pounding.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't worry about it because of what he was doing. Don't worry about it because nobody washes their hands after they do their business.
Well, he was doing his business. All right. When we come back, scamming scammers with Elon Musk.
This is Davin's Den. It's Davin's Den.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. Let's do some scamming scammers. Let's get right into it.
Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. When the scammers reach out to us, we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
All right. Now, this, of course, is with Elon Musk, who I don't know about the real Elon Musk, but this guy is not a good guy. And he might be corrupting Davin a little bit too, to be honest with you. Because when we last left off, fake Davin is willing to blame his uncle's missing money. Because remember, he needs to get his uncle's money, who's on a fixed income and very elderly, so he can invest with Elon. And Elon's fine with this. But, you know, but Elon is in a feud with NPR. And that might be a problem for fake Davin's uncle, who likes NPR. So he might have to steal the money, and that fake Davin might have to steal the money and then just blame it on the nurse who takes care of him. So that's where we are. Let's go to April 10th of this year. Let me just get my specs, as Joe likes to call them.
Get your specs, Grandpa. Put on your specs. I'm going to be a star now.
All right. So anyway, so the last thing Elon had said, well, it's just showing you that there are people in here that are getting their profits from this. Now, Elon had sent me like a bunch of like profit looking things, but of course, there's no personal information. It's just like random stuff that like I'm supposed to go, ooh, the arrow is up and there's a comma in there. Ooh, be still my heart. So I was busting his chops, and then I tell him I'm just messing with him. He goes, okay, sir. So how are you going about your funds, sir? I don't want to seem like I'm needy. Just want to know. This version of Elon is very needy.
Yes, very.
I go, I told you how. I also told you today is a bad day. He goes, sorry, sir. I go, it's fine. He goes, all right, sir. So how's the trip? I go, leaving early in the morning. He goes, okay, take care. I go, thank you. He wants to know how long the trip will last. I tell him a week. He asks what the trip is about. I tell him work. So then we go to April 11th, and he wants to know how I'm doing. I tell him I'm driving. He's sending me videos of all these people that are making money if they just invest in Elon. Now, I'm guessing those people did not invest in X when they were making money with Elon, because those people have lost money. That was not a good investment. He goes, our top investors, sir. I really don't want you to miss out, sir. I go, cool. He goes, so what's it going to be, sir? I'm still waiting for you, sir. When will you get your funds, sir? And then I send him an article. And the article says, Elon Musk painted over the W on Twitter's sign at its San Francisco headquarters, changing it to Titter. Remember this? Remember like when he took over the building? So Twitter became Titter. This is what Elon Musk did.
What is he, 12?
So I go, dude, what the hell? You want me to invest and you do this? You're going to piss off every woman.
He goes,
oh, goodness. I go, yeah, man. What were you thinking? He goes, sir, you know this has nothing to do with the investment, sir. Now, can you imagine you're about to invest some money that you really don't have? And the guy that you were going to invest with is making Twitter into Titter. Do you feel comfortable giving your money to this person? Or are you like, heck yeah?
Not at all.
No. He seems like a loose cannon.
I go, they're going to cancel you, Elon. Are you aware of cancel culture?
Good point.
Hold on for a second. You've got a board of advisors. None of them said anything till you came along and enlightened him.
Hey, yeah, but think about it. Without me, he didn't know about Knight Rider from Kit. I'm dropping all sorts of wisdom.
You're here to help.
I am here to help, which is why Elon does not want me to miss out on this chance to invest.
Funny.
Yeah, and by the way, Elon, while we're at it, stop naming things after the end of the alphabet, okay?
Yeah, really. He goes, sir, this is not why I'm here. Sir, what is it going to be now, sir? Besides, when will you invest? I go, Elon, my issue is you are acting erratically. This affects your brands, which affects my investment. This is the money my uncle lived off of. I need you to behave more like an upstanding citizen, the upstanding citizen you used to be. Do you understand what I'm saying? This money is all we have left.
Wow.
To which he says,
don't care. They don't care.
No, he cares. He cares. He said, all right, sir, I understand. Sorry. I got an apology from Elon.
There you go.
I'm not only thinking of my investment, I'm thinking of you. Are you okay, man? He goes, I am. Thanks for... What?
Are you okay, man?
I'm doing a mental health check on Elon Musk. You can't tell me other people didn't want to do the same over this past year.
Everybody wanted to do that.
Yeah. He goes, I am, thanks for asking. So when are you planning to invest? Then he tries to call me. I don't take his call. I go, sorry I missed your call. Got chicks with me at the hotel. So, you know. So then we go to April 12th. He goes, when are you planning to invest, sir? God, he's focused on this.
Yeah, well, that's his job. Now let me ask you a question. You know, you're a little weary about the, you know, some of the things, you know, he got called on a carpet for, but you got to admit, you know, he is very driven.
Yes, but here's what I say to him. I go, I need you to not get negative press. This is freaking me out. Can you go a week without stirring crap up, please? So now I am making this scammer Elon beholden to real Elon. And at this point in time, Elon is making negative headlines multiple times a day. So I need him. In order for fake Elon to get the money, real Elon's got to stop causing problems.
Right. And meanwhile, the scammer is looking at real Elon going, I need this guy.
It's like he's pooping himself. Like, now you have to do all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, like, I'm sure when he created the fake profile, Elon Musk seemed like a good idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Until he went haywire, and then it's like, ixnay with the AZ cray.
So he says, okay. Then later on, he messages me at like 6:26 in the morning. He wants to know how I'm doing. I said, tired, very tired. He asks how it's going. I go, going okay. How are you? He goes, I'm fine. I go, that's great. I go, please try not to cause mayhem today. The press needs a break, LOL.
Let's just have a vacation day, would you?
He goes, yeah, thanks. So how far about the investment, sir? I have another man thanking me after receiving profits. So he's sending me, like, more message from, like, imaginary investors.
Wow.
How do you know they're imaginary? Don't you trust them?
I do. How could you not trust the man who created Titter?
There you go.
I go, I need no bad press from you for a week. Please, I'm begging you.
Can you keep it together for a week?
At which point in time, real Elon cannot.
Right.
No.
He goes, okay, so when will you be investing, sir? I go, next week, if you can stay away from negative press. I'm ready to roll, but I need you to do this for me.
That's fair.
I need him to behave for a week. What do you think he's thinking? He's got to be like, oh man, please, really, like, can't you take a vacation? Can't you make a child or something?
He's lifting his eyes heavenward and cursing the name Elon Musk. Why? Why did I have to choose Elon Musk?
He should have gone with Bill Gates.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, because he's at least stable.
He goes, sir, you know there's always a bad press. Always haters. Sir, I can't make no promises. He can't promise to behave. It's bad press that the W was crossed out. So it makes me think this is the real Elon.
But on the thing, he's got to cover his ass just in case the real Elon does something. I go, well, you know, you did that. I didn't make a promise. Because he can't guarantee. How is he going to guarantee he's not going to do anything when it's not really him?
I know. And it's like, I could flip out at any moment. So, yeah, no, I can't promise you that.
I go, dude, you made Twitter into Titter. That's not the press. That's you.
Titter just means tee-hee.
It does. You're absolutely right. He goes, I understand, but aside that, there are always going to be haters. He goes, are you there? I go, Elon, I understand the haters. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about your erratic behavior. He goes, sir, I promise my behavior can never affect your investment. I told you before, if anything goes wrong, I'll take the heat for you. I will suffer the loss, not my investors. But all of Elon's brands are based on him. And right. All right, so I think we got to wrap it up. So that's what we'll do. So what do you think? We got him on the hook now.
Got him on the hook, and now he's got to read the paper every morning to see what Elon Musk is up to because he knows it can affect him.
Yes.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to get blindsided again.
Joe, where will you be?
November 18th, I will be at Governor's Comedy Club in the Little Room, part of Charlie Barquette's show. I will be headlining that show, so come on down. Go to govs.com for tickets and reservations. Also, on Monday, the 20th, November 20th, I will be on the Wet Spot, Chrissy Mayer's show on Compound Media. Go to compoundmedia.com.
All right. On Thursday, November 16th, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy at the River Grill in Newburgh, New York, starring Johnny Watson, Ellen Karras, and Matt Dolan. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. Friday, November 17th, I'll be in Sydney, New York at the Cultural Center. And Saturday, November 18th, I'll be in Newton, New Jersey at the American Legion Hall. So we want to thank you guys for hanging out with us. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.